I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. There is no better time than now. Speaking of which, today is the last day to sign up for the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. I'd love to have you join me. I'll be doing it alongside you. But seriously, you've put it off. You've heard these messages over the last couple of weeks. You've put it off. Well, now is the time. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. Anyways, here's today's message. We all have vices. We all have flaws. We all have things we know we want to change. And what happens? Nothing happens. This was true for everyone, even Martin Luther King Jr. One day, King said, we tell ourselves, I'm going to rise up and drive this devil out, drive this evil out. I know it's wrong. I know it's destroying my character and embarrassing my family. But then he says, at last the day came and you made a New Year's resolution that would get rid of that whole base evil. And then the next year came around and you were doing the same old evil thing. Can you remember the surprise and disappointment that gripped you when you discovered that? He said, after all that you had done through your resolutions to get rid of it, that the old habit was still there. And out of amazement, you found yourself asking, why could I not cast it out? Seneca reminds us that fools all have one thing in common. They were always getting ready to start. They were always getting ready to change. And then, they never do. They never do the work. And rooting evil out of your life takes work. Same with losing 5 pounds, quitting smoking, breaking the smartphone addiction, drinking less, reading more. And to that end, it's worth repeating Epictetus's question, which we talked about yesterday. How long are you going to wait to demand the best for yourself? You must stop delaying. You must get started today, right now. A new year is upon you. Is there a better time than now? No, there is not. So let's go together. Because for the last 4 years, we've been doing what we call the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge, a set of 21 actionable challenges presented one per day, built around the best, most timeless wisdom in Stoic philosophy. 21 challenges designed to help you do exactly what King and Epictetus were talking about, rising up, driving out the bad, taking action on becoming the person you know you're capable of being. And these aren't pie-in-the-sky theoretical discussions. They're daily exercises, a thing you can do today, tomorrow, whenever you're doing it, that will help you spark that kind of improvement that you've wanted. We'll tell you what to do, how to do it, why it works. And when the next year comes around, you won't be doing the same old thing. Out of amazement, you might actually be saying, I did that. I cast it out. I made the change. So I'd love to have you join us. I do these challenges myself every year. I get so much out of it. Be perfectly honest. One of the reasons we do the challenges, I like starting the year this way. It keeps me honest. I love doing the chats with everyone. I love being in the Discord section. The whole thing is great. It's great for me. It's great for you. It's been great for thousands and thousands and thousands of people who've done it all over the world over the last couple of years. So I'd love to have you join us. Head over at dailystoic.com/challenge to sign up now. And seriously, you have like less than 24 hours to sign up. And you already procrastinated this long. So you definitely need this. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. I'd love to have you. And if you're a member of Daily Stoic Life, remember this is free for you. And if you're not a member of Daily Stoic Life, well, here's a nice two birds with one stone situation. Join us, dailystoic.com/challenge. Let's have an awesome 2022, everyone. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.